You know, there's still at least one tavern in Portland that you can go to and sit down at the bar and realize that somebody probably was getting shanghaied out of this place 100 years ago. And that's the White Eagle Saloon in East Portland. Of course it's reputed to be haunted. What old building isn't? The funny thing about the White Eagle is that the real history is actually more interesting than the made-up haunting thing. Hi, my name is Finn J.D. John. It's Thursday, April 12th. And I'm reading a column today from the archives of the weekly newspaper column I write, Offbeat Oregon History. I do this every day. Of course, if you're subscribed to this podcast, you already know that. If you'd like to know more about this little daily podcast or about the newspaper column, stay tuned or you can check out the website at offbeatoregon.com. Now, today's column ran in the newspapers on August 23rd, 2009, under the headline, Ghost Stories Haunt Century-Old Portland Tavern, The White Eagle Saloon. Here we go. Prowling around downtown Portland today, it's hard to imagine what a rough dockside town it was just after the turn of the century. Two-story docks gave cover to tough smuggers and Shanghai operators beneath. Periodic floods kept everything down there in disrepair. After all, why fix up something that's just going to be damaged in next year's flood season? Add this to a highly volatile mix of ethnic backgrounds, some of them bitter national enemies, and lots of free-flowing booze, and you have a picture of the old Portland waterfront, a neighborhood that drinks hard, punches harder, and goes to an awful lot of funerals for men killed violently when they least expected it. A place like that is bound to generate a ghost story or two. Probably the best-known Portland waterfront ghost story centered around the White Eagle Saloon, a smallish pub on Russell Street near the east bank of the Willamette that's been part of the McMenamin Brothers organization for the past dozen years or so. It's been there since 1906. Since that time, the city around it has changed radically, and its neighborhood has become a sort of triangle-shaped island of 10 blocks or so, bordered on one side by Interstate 405, another by I-5, and the third by the Willamette River. The pub was founded by a pair of Polish immigrants, and for many years it functioned as a sort of headquarters for the waterfront's Polish community. In fact, the White Eagle refers to the bird you'll find on the Polish flag of this period. Rumors about the White Eagle are fascinating and mostly, but not all, untrue. Inspired by an old coal chute downstairs that looks like a tunnel entrance, and by the mysterious disappearance of the saloon's muscular Chinese bouncer, one of the saloon's reputed ghosts, by the way, one claim is that Shanghai operators ran an opium den in the basement and hauled unconscious victims down to the river through a secret catacomb. This is possible, but unlikely, although not quite as unlikely as it sounds on the surface. One of the most famous Shanghai operators, Bunko Kelly, was known to have been involved with opium stuff. But for Polish longshoremen in general, opium was hardly the drug of choice, and even as late as 1906, it wasn't necessary to go to the trouble of digging a tunnel for transporting Shanghai victims, especially from a rough-cut saloon 2 blocks from the waterfront. Just knock them out and drag them down. The part about Shanghaiing is true, by the way. The golden age of Shanghaiing in Portland was the 1890s, but by 1906, things weren't that much better. And as late as 1912, the president of the International Seamen's Union testified before Congress that Portland was the worst nest of Shanghaiers in the country. Was anyone ever Shanghaied out of the White Eagle? There's no documentary evidence to prove it, but yes, it happened there. It happened virtually everywhere in waterfront Portland on both sides of the river. Another rumor claims there was a brothel upstairs, which may be true, but probably stems from the tendency of the dock workers who lived in upstairs apartments there to celebrate payday by purchasing the services of female companions and bringing them home for the night. Whatever the truth is, there have been quite a few reports of strange happenings at the White Eagle over the years. According to these reports, things get mysteriously thrown around, and people feel strange touches, and toilets flush for no apparent reason, and sometimes people hear things. According to ghost story writer Susan Smitten, a number of psychics have visited the place and have reported, quote, a sensation of violence and death in the basement, some playful and mischievous energy on the main floor, and a deep well of sadness on the second floor. Now, you may believe in this sort of thing, or you may believe that the quote from Smitten is a deep well of something else. Either way, the simple fact that these stories have arisen around a building with such historic and colorful past makes them worth telling and sharing and remembering for future use around a campfire someplace, and they're certainly worth bearing in mind if you're ever in North Portland with an hour or two to spend ghost hunting, or with an hour or two to just enjoy a pint in a historic and very interesting location. You've been listening to an Offbeat Oregon History Archive column. If you'd like more, you can read hundreds of columns from the last 4 years on our website. That's offbeatoregon.com. On the website, you can also subscribe to get these podcasts delivered straight to your smartphone every day via RSS or iTunes. You can also join the conversation on the Facebook page or Twitter feed from links that are on the webpage. All my stuff's covered under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license. See offbeatoregon.com/cc for details of how that works. Finally, if you're ever up in Corvallis and have time for a cup of something, look me up. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. Have a great day.